When Marie Deans came to Virginia in 1983, the Commonwealth had just carried out its first execution since the Supreme Court reinstated the death penalty. And the conditions she found were appalling.
When Marie came to Virginia, death row was out of control. Sexual assault, drugs, violence.
The condemned men had almost no help filing legal appeals, according to Roanoke College professor Todd Peppers. He profiled Deans in a book called Courageous Fool.
It was almost triage, especially in Virginia, in terms of men facing execution dates without attorneys. And Marie's first job was to find those men attorneys, which was a sort of a gargantuan task.
And Deans was determined to improve conditions for men facing the death penalty.
Here's one woman on the outside, a poorly paid volunteer, who is able to do through sheer force of will what the Department of Corrections could not do, which is maintain order to bring a sense of safety back to Virginia's death row. And it's because these men respected her, maybe feared her a little bit, and also understood that if they didn't toe the line, Marie was not going to help them.
While she didn't excuse their crimes, researcher Maggie Anderson says Deans realized they too had suffered.
She wasn't necessarily saying what, you know, the murders that they committed were okay or by any means, but she was making them realize, you know, that they were humans, that their actions had repercussions to them. She wore many hats and over the course of her career, and I think definitely one of her main hats was that of a spiritual advisor and kind of almost as a mother figure to these men.
Most of the men Deans advocated for lost their appeals and went to the electric chair.
A little part of Marie died every time she was at an execution. Now, Marie early on made a decision she'd never watch the executions. So she was with the men until they went to the death chamber and the door was closed. And then she'd stay in the outer room. But in the old death house in the bowels of the Virginia State Pen and with the old generator, Marie said you could feel the electric chair and you could smell it.
The stress of it all took a toll.
I mean, this is a woman I don't think we ever slept, who lived on a diet of caffeine and nicotine. And what she accomplished was astonishing, but it took a dramatic toll. I mean, Marie died at 70, I think a partially broken woman.
There were success stories, like Earl Washington Jr., who was wrongfully convicted in 1983 and saved from death row by DNA testing in 2000.
At Marie's funeral in Charlottesville in the spring of 2011, Earl Washington Jr. was one of her pallbearers. And that was just so powerful to see a man who Marie promised that she would take care of, that she would help and ultimately saved. Now the sort of the very end was helping Marie.
She's a remarkable woman. And anytime I think about, you know, oh, this day is so hard or this is so hard, this thing going on in my life, I keep reminding myself that Marie went through so much more and such a darker place.
She's a remarkable role model and figure because she believed so strongly in what she was fighting for, and she sacrificed almost everything.
Very few of the prisoners Marie Deans helped are still alive, but one of them, Joe Giarratano, received a conditional pardon in 1991. He's scheduled to be released on parole tomorrow. I'm David Seidel.